Hannah Berner graduated from UW-Madison in 2013, and she says Wisconsin has followed her into her career in comedy. She's known for her woman on the street interviews, her crowd work, and her love of doing the worm on stage.
Here's a taste of Berner's stand-up on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
Commercials are like, do you have a fine line? Ew. Do you have a gray hair? Disgusting. Men will never notice you ever again. And I'm like, that sounds so peaceful.
And here's some crowd work Berner did at a show in Wisconsin, talking about men whose job it is to dress up like UW-Madison's mascot, Bucky.
No, this is the thing with the Buckies. They're kind of annoying because they think they're like Batman. Right? Like, they're like, don't tell anyone I'm Bucky, you know? And I'm like, you're going to an ice cream charity event. Like, no one cares that you're that. Are there any Buckies in the crowd right now? Do they like girls be Buckies? Someone should write an op-ed on that. Someone should.
Hannah Berner hosts the podcast Berner Phone and Giggly Squad and is co-author of the book How to Giggle, A Guide to Taking Life Less Seriously. Her special We Ride at Dawn debuted at number 2 on Netflix. She's currently on tour and will be in Green Bay on October 25th, Madison on October 26th. Hannah, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
So excited to be back in Madtown over the air.
Now, you are from New York City, from Brooklyn. You came to college at UW-Madison. What was that experience like? Was the Midwestern college town a culture shock for you?
I mean, you can't experience like a true sports college in New York City. That's just not a thing. So when I realized like the whole state was involved with the Badgers, I've never seen like fandom and school spirit to that extent till I went to Madison.
And you were an athlete yourself, right? You played tennis?
Yes, I was on the tennis team all 4 years and then did a fun little half a semester after to graduate. So 4.5. Not to brag.
Now, were there things from New York that you're like, oh, you can't get good blank in Wisconsin?
Good question. Let's be honest. The pizza that I love pizza because of cheese. So then when I realized you could just get tons of cheese here, that was amazing. I became like a cheese curd connoisseur. I'm like, do you want it, you know, crunchy? Do you want it squeaky? Do you want it long? Do you want it short? But then I was a big Ian's Pizza girl. I really loved the mac and cheese pizza. I put my Brooklyn stamp of approval on it.
That's good to hear. Now, you worked in media for a while after college, did some reality TV. What led you into the world of comedy?
Great question. I mean, honestly, I loved comedy. Since I was at Wisconsin, I would always go to Comedy on State to see comics. But it was just like a subconscious, like, oh, this is entertaining. But tennis was my whole life. You really don't have a lot of time being a student athlete. And then when I went back to New York City, I had learned how to edit and I was on camera at Wisconsin doing a lot of like sports broadcasting my last semester. I worked for the communications department and I'd been friends with a lot of the athletes. So I had some videos do well where like I interviewed Frank Kaminsky and I was following a lot of the women's sports too. And I remember at like 25, I was like, I miss being on camera, I miss editing. Am I a ham? Like, it's not that I want attention, I want to create video. And I saw those old videos and they really inspired me. And then I love making people laugh. I think I'm just a goofy person, which wasn't always good with my tennis. My tennis coach was probably like, can you be serious for a second? This is serious business. So it was a natural kind of progression into realizing I'm good at editing, I'm funny. And for stand-up comedy, that's actually really helpful to get seen in the business if you can start editing your own clips. And I feel like I have the work ethic of a Badger.
Now, were you first doing, like, videoing yourself, doing funny stuff and putting it on social media, or did you start with live stand-up and then take clips from that? What was your entry point?
So I actually started working for this, like, media company where they were looking for a video producer. There was not a lot of people working there. And they asked me, could I create these like SNL type sketches every week? And I really had no experience, but I knew how to make like the millennial women laugh, which now has moved to other generations. But I was able to kind of just say, yes, I'll figure it out. And I found some like wedding videographer to film for me. And we started making funny videos. And then I started to meet stand-up comedians through these videos because I would cast them in New York City. And then I started to realize like, oh, I love this community. And kind of it was a dare to do some stand-up because I've been writing so many jokes. And it really was, I kind of fell into it. It was never a goal, but I realized, you know, tennis and comedy are not so different. You're out there alone. You're traveling a lot, battling your own demons. So honestly, being a tennis player at Wisconsin made me, I think, excel quickly in the comedy community because I had that previous experience of like a full career before I started this.
That's interesting. So I talk in the media and I think of myself as being pretty funny. Don't ask my coworkers to confirm that. But one of the scariest things in the world to me seems like it would be doing stand up and being in front of people and being alone and living or dying by their response. What was that first experience like? As you say, that tennis background helped you, but what was that first experience like being up in front of people instead of in front of a camera and trying to make them laugh?
Yeah, not to turn this into a mental health podcast, but everything is truly perspective. And like, I'm 33 from New York City. I just got my driver's license last week. I know, big deal. But I'm terrified of driving. Like, that's my fear, where I feel like most people can drive. But like, talking in front of 2,000 people for whatever reason doesn't trigger anything in me. But I feel like after tennis, like tennis was a lot of pressure. Serving against Duke, second serve, third set, your whole teammates, all your teammates are watching you. That was nerve-wracking to me. So comedy to me is a little more creative and it's not so much of like a win or a loss. And when I first got on stage that first time, I thought I might feel nervous, like I was hitting second serve, but I actually felt quite calm. And I think that's what you have to chase in this life, is the things that for whatever reason you feel like you fit in. So I weirdly feel comfortable on stage, and I've kind of just been leaning into that.
Hannah Berner is with us, UW-Madison grad, comedian. Her special We Ride at Dawn is on Netflix, coming to Wisconsin again in late October. Hannah, I've been watching a lot of your videos, and a lot of what you do is kind of person on the street interviews, or in your stand-up, you do a lot of crowd work where you're talking to people. That's a special kind of comedy, right? Because, you know, you're not going to your pre-written jokes in those moments. You are taking the material given to you and reacting with it. How do you train on that? How do you develop that skill?
Honestly, I think I get bored easily, and I'm always working on my material, but I don't want to post it to burn the jokes. So when you're on stage, you're kind of like, it's kind of more fun to mix it up. And I kind of love the challenge of seeing someone in the front and finding a way to make it funny. And it's funny because some people, that's their favorite part of the show, being like, how'd you come up with that? But it really is like a trained skill where I'm starting to actually be able to look at people and know how long they've been together with their significant other based on how they're sitting, what job they're doing, they have based on what they're wearing. Like, it's becoming a little psychic. But ultimately, it's what is fun for me to do on stage. And I think if the audience sees me having fun, they have more fun.
Hannah, in one of your Woman on the Street interviews, you asked men to explain why women aren't funny based on, I guess, very common internet comments from men dismissing women as comedians. What's up with that? Why is that such a common thing for men, at least online, to feel like they got to say that?
I mean, I do think, obviously, we're all speaking from our experience, so some people will connect more with people who are similar to them. But I also think men can get kind of scared thinking that a woman's funny. So it's like their biggest fear. Where I actually think the best relationships between men and women are when we're roasting each other and being silly and having fun. Laughter is my love language, and that's what's worked out for me and my husband. But it is just funny, the internet. There's something about a woman holding a microphone that could sometimes make men be like, I don't trust this girl.
Okay, on tour, and you're coming back to Wisconsin in a bit. Is there a difference between a Hannah Berner New York City set versus a Hannah Berner Wisconsin set?
I do have to say my most specific show is definitely my show when I'm in Wisconsin.
Why is that?
When I step on stage, I love doing local material. And a lot of cities I go to, I don't have local material. But I swear to God, some of the times I've come to Madison, the first 20 minutes is just me riffing on my specific experience in Madison, and having the crowd laugh and understand is my favorite part. Going to Madison and talking about, whether it's from the football players to Bucky to Witty to anything, I get pretty specific on stage, and I feel like it's like my second home. So yes, going to my show at the Orpheum is very specific for Badgers.
Hannah, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for joining us and have a great tour.
Thank you guys so much. Bye.
That was comedian and UW-Madison graduate Hannah Berner. Her special, We Ride at Dawn, is on Netflix. Her tour will bring her to Madison and Green Bay in late October.